It's 7B Breakfast with all thanks to Young's Veggie Shed, Camdale. Very important day on our calendar. It's Thank a First Responder Day. Today, it's all about coming together and showing our appreciation for the selfless work of our first responders and what they do in our community, whether it's the police or the fire brigades or the ambulance, the paramedics and the SES. And one of those members is Colin Smith. Colin, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having us on, Lee.
It must be very challenging, but at the same time, extremely rewarding for you.
Well, look, firstly, I'd like to say I'm not a volunteer myself. I'm a career member, so the thanks needs to go to our volunteers. And I do consider it an honour to actually be able to manage these volunteers. So I'm the regional manager within the Northwest region, and we have approximately 200 volunteer members that the thanks needs to go out to, and these sit in 13 different units within the Northwest region.
Really providing a pillar which is crucial in our society, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. Without our volunteers, the work wouldn't get done, to be quite honest with you. The cost would be substantial.
It's volunteer-based, so therefore, if those listening this morning would think, yes, I'd like to get involved in that, very rewarding and challenging at the same time. It's highly trained, isn't it, to deal with those emergencies when they do arise?
Definitely. We cover a range of things, from storm damage, road crash rescue, search and rescue, even an incident management unit that works into service and helps coordinate incidents as well. There's plenty of scope and plenty of people. If they do want to volunteer and come along and assist, it would be awesome.
We've only just had a little bit of a storm activity over the last few days, haven't we, with hail and strong winds up at the far northwest and stretching right through to certain areas of the northwest coast. So you really don't know when it's going to rise. And Colin, it not always happens in the winter months.
No, it's work all year round, and even in our quieter times when, because our primary responsibility is flood and storm, when that's not occurring, we assist other agencies such as TasFire during the fire season, and obviously we aid police in certain areas as well.
Yeah, you all integrate together, don't you? And we only had those floods a few years ago here on the northwest coast.
That's right. In fact, I think it was June the 6th was the flood, 6 years ago.
The anniversary to it all.
Yes, it is.
Professionalism, respect, commitment, integrity. That's the key words for the SES.
It certainly is. That's our core values that we stick by.
On our Facebook page, whether it is fire, ambulance, police or SES, say thank you, and you can post your comments. You can do it on our Facebook page and we'll read them out through the course of the morning as well. Do you find that you're getting a few people in recent year or so say, yep, I'd like to step up to the plate and become a volunteer?
Oh, look, we get a general stream of people come through throughout the year. There's no big periods when it tends to happen. And look, as volunteering goes, people rotate in and rotate out as their life situation changes. So we're always on the lookout for more volunteers. And obviously, the more volunteers we have, the more the work gets spread around amongst people as well, instead of overloading the few minorities, if you understand what I mean.
Bring it down to you. Personally, do you have any strong recollections of some of the events that certainly do etch on your mind?
Oh, look, I personally, the ones I remember are more the searches. When we're going out looking for people, obviously, preferably we find them safe and well and get them back and give them the assistance. But even when we don't, it provides closure for families and so forth. So I think they're very meaningful myself. I mean, you do get the normal storm and flood and so forth, but it's the search and rescues and finding people that really stick out in my mind.
Your job has a lot of elements, doesn't it? A lot of layers to it.
Oh, there is. There's, like I said, there's multiple areas that SES people get involved in, from storm, flood, assisting police in searches, all sorts of different things. It really does vary.
Whether you work at the SES, whether you're a volunteer, or in your case, as far as the regional office there in Burnie. In fact, you're in Wilson Street there, aren't you?
That's correct, right next door to the police station.
Keep up the good work. And if you want to become a volunteer, Colin, it's pretty easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah, look, simply just jump online. You'll find out all of our contact details are online. It's the easiest way to contact us these days.
You can jump online to the websites and donate if you prefer.
Look, donations are always welcome, and also get put straight back into assisting our communities, which is great.
You can thank a First Responder Day. Go to the website, firstresponderday.com.au. There's Facebook, Twitter, there's everywhere these days on social media. And we thank First Responder Day, which is coordinated by mental health charity Fortum Australia, which is a non-profit supporting the mental health and well-being of all first responders. Colin Smith from the SES, I really appreciate your time this morning on 7B Breakfast on this Thank a First Responder Day.
Thank you.